I'm Casey, I'm an alcoholic. So for the longest time, I tried to get sober in another fellowship, right? And for whatever reason, it didn't work for me. I didn't identify with Alcoholics Anonymous. I absolutely refused to go to AA because I felt that I didn't have an issue with drinking, you know. Drugs were my problem. I could drink like a normal person. You know, I could actually, you know, drink a drink, like have a beer or two and just walk away, leave the bar. It was never a thing for me, you know. Like, drinking was not my thing. I wasn't a fan of drinking. Like, I didn't really like to drink. I like to do a lot of other things. And so for the longest time, you know, I would go to this other fellowship and I would keep coming back and trying to get this thing. And like I said, for whatever reason, it didn't work. Mainly, probably, because I wasn't ready, you know. I hadn't had that thorough first step experience that I had this last time around. And what was different for me is I just finally reached that point of surrender where it didn't matter, you know. And I was just willing to do something different. And I decided that I was going to do everything differently. I was going to try AA. I was going to be open-minded and follow the suggestions, work with a sponsor, work the steps, do everything that was suggested of me. And sure enough, you know, that worked for me. And today I identify as an alcoholic for unity of purpose and the fellowship I'm in. When I go back to my hometown, I still go to my old meetings, my other fellowship, and I identify as an addict there, you know. It doesn't really matter to me anymore. All that matters is, you know, the program. That's what it's all about. The steps, sponsorship, and most importantly, service. So that's all I got. Thanks.